IRS whistleblowers receive credit, vindication after Hunter Biden's tax indictment. By Wendell Hasebo on December 8, 2023. IRS whistleblowers who exposed what they alleged as political interference in the Justice Department's investigation of Hunter Biden received credit and vindication after special counsel David Weiss filed tax charges against the president's son Thursday. The IRS agents said they risked their reputations and careers to blow the whistle against President Joe Biden's DOJ. They also faced witness intimidation from Hunter Biden's lawyers, according to the House Oversight Committee. This would not have been possible without the two brave IRS whistleblowers, Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, blowing the whistle, the committee posted on X. Americans should applaud these men for their courage to expose the truth. Weiss was set to agree to a sweetheart plea deal with Hunter until the deal fell apart in July under judicial scrutiny. The judge became aware of the IRS whistleblower claims of the Biden administration's political interference in the probe. 2 months later, Weiss brought three gun charges against Hunter. On December 7, Weiss indicted Hunter with 9 tax charges. Hunter faces 42 years in federal prison for 9 tax and 3 gun charges. In congressional testimony, the whistleblowers leveled the following points against Hunter Biden, the DOJ, and President Joe Biden. The Justice Department twice prevented United States Attorney David Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter Biden. Attorney General Merrick Garland refused to name a special counsel in the tax investigation, which could have provided a degree of separation between Joe Biden and his Justice Department. The IRS recommended charges against Hunter Biden that were not approved by Garland. The investigation forewarned Hunter Biden of any future searches for materials that could be used as evidence. Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy. Wolf stopped questioning about the big guy to limit where the investigation could go despite evidence of Joe Biden's involvement. Wolf cautioned the investigation team from searching Joe Biden's guest house in Delaware for evidence against Hunter Biden because of optics. Rob Walker, a Biden family business associate, said Joe Biden showed up at a meeting with SFC, a Chinese energy company closely affiliated with the CCP. Based on the testimony, it appears Hunter Biden used Joe Biden to bolster his business dealings with SFC, which funneled the family money. Rob Walker showed the family's business directly involved Joe Biden, including while still in office as vice president. Hunter Biden demanded in 2017 to be paid by CCP-linked Chinese businessman Henry Zhao while Joe Biden was sitting next to him in a room. Investigators wanted to obtain the location data to confirm Joe Biden was in the room. But there is no confidence the FBI obtained that data. Hunter Biden deducted payments to prostitutes and sex clubs from his taxes. The investigation into Hunter Biden began as an offshoot of inquiry into a foreign adult platform. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.